Businesspages.com, a great place to get connected.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Produced by Ave Maria Radio and broadcast through the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tamio.
On a rainy Wednesday morning, May 14th, 2014, good to be with you on the Ave Maria Radio Network. Also heard, of course, on Berger Broadcasting, Holy Family Radio in Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, and Annunciation Radio in Northwestern Ohio, plus online, on your phone, we're everywhere. Just go to AveMariaRadio.net, find out more about us, and we'll get all the information you need to stay tuned every single day. For example, great stuff coming up today. Our good friend Steve Ray is joining us. He's still overseas. I think he's still in Israel, or maybe he's on a cruise. I'm not sure. He's somewhere out there witnessing and preaching and teaching as he does so well. He's joining us this morning, though, in the local hour, because when he comes home, which will be sometime soon, he's going to have a great program, a great, I should say, session locally, which will help you learn more about some very specific Bible tools, some online biblical tools to strengthen your study of Scripture. So he's joining us to tell us about this program that he'll be explaining at a local event in our area. So you make sure to stay tuned for that. That's coming up at 8:35. So excited to have my friend Anthony DiStefano, best-selling Catholic author and also, of course, executive with Priests for Life, on the phone with me from Birmingham, Alabama. He's down in Birmingham because he's kicking off a series that he's doing on his new book, which was just released yesterday on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. It's called The Travel Guide to Life. And I'm sure Anthony will have some books to give away as well. And he'll tell us about the book. And he says it's a no-holds-barred, pretty much Catholic-in-your-face type of a thing. You know, snap out of it, get yourself together, listen to what God has to say. The Lord gives us some very distinct instructions. Starting with Scripture, right? Bible is an acronym, basic instructions before leaving Earth. This isn't rocket science. God has a plan. You follow the plan, okay, you're going to be a lot happier. That's what I tried to say in my book, God's Bucket List, as well. So we'll talk with Anthony. That's coming up at 9:15. Then Joan Lewis is going to be joining us from Rome. She is getting ready to head over to the Holy Land because she's going to be following not only in our Lord's footsteps in Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Jordan, but also following in the footsteps of our Holy Father, who has a major trip to the Middle East coming up May 24th through the 26th. So Joan Lewis will give us an update, also tell us what happened at the audience today in Roma. And by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but because of the popularity of Pope Francis, folks have been showing up at the audience. Now, obviously, the audience, papal audience every Wednesday is free. But you do have to get these little yellow tickets so they can have some sense of, you know, organization because people just pile in. It used to be where you could go to St. Peter's Square, oh, I don't know, about 8 o'clock in the morning and line up and you know, feel like pretty comfortable in getting a seat somewhere. But now people are literally showing up at the crack of dawn. For example, when we were there with our group, now obviously it was in the middle of the canonization festivities and preparation, so there were more people. Our group got to the area where you line up to go in and to get your seats. They got there at 6:30 in the morning. Now, the audience doesn't start till 10:30. It's usually over with by noon. But this is how popular the audience has become. Now, it was also very, very popular and filled regularly with Pope Benedict, but it has increased somewhat since the election of Pope Francis. So they're getting there bright and early. And if you go online this morning and check out EWTNnews.com or Vatican.va or News.va or Radio Vaticana, you'll see and hear them talking about the crowds at the audience, which continues to grow. And so Joan will give us an update on what the Holy Father said. He's actually teaching recently at the audience, continuing a catechesis on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And today he talked about the gift of fortitude. And he's talking about the gift of fortitude among those of us who are just trying really to get through life every single day and do the best to raise our family, to contribute to society, And it's really a beautiful catechesis, and I think I'll share that with you at 8:15 in our 2 cents segment. I do want to say a big shout-out or give a big shout-out to our friends at Holy Family Radio, although they're not listening right now because they're hearing a membership drive. But if you have friends in the Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo area, please let them know that Holy Family Radio is having their fun drive. They had a big start this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. I was on with them for about 45 minutes helping to promote interest in supporting Catholic radio. Holy Family is relatively new, and they are growing. Again, they have 2 stations, one in Grand Rapids and one in Kalamazoo right now, with a third one coming up. And they're doing a great job. For example, with all the promotions they had for their men's conference in March, where I was their first woman speaker, they had close to 1,000 guys attend the conference. And they attribute it to the broadcasting and the promotions that they were able to do on Catholic radio. It makes a difference. So if you know someone in the Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo area, send them a text. Let them know that Holy Family Radio needs their support. You know, we are one big Catholic family. We always mention Barraga Broadcasting, Holy Family, Annunciation Radio, our sister station, in Florida, and also in Saginaw and Bay City at Ave Maria Radio, not to mention, of course, EWTN, because we're all working together to help each other stay on the air and make a difference. So all the best to our friends at Holy Family Radio in Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, and let's hope and pray they have a big successful drive. So again, coming up on our program this morning, Steve Ray with some new Bible tools for you. He will actually be having a local session on that, which you can attend. Anthony DiStefano on the Travel Guide to Life, his latest book released yesterday on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Joan Lewis live from Rome, and of course you at 877-573-7825. Wow, some wacky weather yesterday, huh? Lots of thunderstorms and rain, and we're going to have more rain today. At least for southeastern Michigan, in the Ann Arbor and Detroit area, cloudy, light rain developing this afternoon, much cooler, 60 for a high. Tomorrow, periods of rain, a high of 62. Friday, sunny, but very cool, but at least it'll dry up a little bit, a high of only 60 on Friday. On Saturday, partly cloudy skies, a high of 58, and pretty much the same also for Sunday. So it's going to dry up. But you are going to need a jacket and or a sweater because it is going to be cool, and that's in southeastern Michigan. Let's see what's happening if we head up I-75 to Barraga Broadcasting Country. Cloudy, well, more clouds than sun. Pretty much the same, high of 56 degrees. And then tomorrow, occasional light rain, a high of only 41 up north. And then on Friday, oh, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. This is for mainly the Traverse City area, cloudy with rain. Snow showers. It's May. And then it's going to clear up in the afternoon, but again, a high of only 50 degrees. And on Saturday, partly cloudy and a high of 54. Okay, if we're over to the west side of the state, in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, cloudy, a high near 60. Tomorrow, some rain, high of 43. And on Friday, partly cloudy and a high of 52. Right now, as far as southeastern Michigan is concerned, in northwestern Ohio and Ann Arbor, we have cloudy skies and 56 degrees, so it is a little bit chilly. In the city of Detroit, 58 degrees, in Flint, 57, and of course, moving up along 96 in Lansing, it's 52 degrees, and up in the, Traverse City area, as I said, it's a lot colder up there. It is in the upper 40s, low 50s, actually, is going to be the high. 49 right now and partly sunny in Traverse City, 47 in Roger City, Oscoda, cloudy, and 51. You're listening to the Ave Maria Radio Network, almost 8:09 on a Wednesday morning. Lots of news to tell you about, so let's get to it right now and see what's happening in and around our world on Wednesday, May 14th, 2014. Well, the theme has been set for next year's World Meeting of Families taking place in Philadelphia. The theme will be Love is Our Mission, the Family Fully Alive. It's slated to take place, of course, in Philadelphia. The Archbishop of Philly, Charles J. Chaput, joined by the President of the Pontifical Council for the Family, Archbishop Paglia, yesterday at a press conference to launch the theme, which is inspired by the words of the early church father, St. Irenaeus, "The glory of God is man fully alive." The conference theme reflecting the central role of the family in teaching people how to receive and give love. Yesterday's anniversary of the murder convictions of Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell brought renewed calls for a federal ban on late-term abortions. Representative Diane Black of Tennessee saying May 13th, yesterday, that she continues to grieve for the victims and their families who have been hurt by Gosnell. He was convicted in May of last year on three first-degree murder charges for killing babies who had been born alive at his abortion clinic. Testimony indicated that Gosnell and his staff snipped the necks of the more than 100 babies who survived abortion attempts, witnesses indicating some of the infants struggled for their lives. Citing widespread public opposition to late-term abortion, she's urging the Senate, Diane Black, to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Father Frank and I talked about this yesterday, which has already passed the House of Representatives. That legislation would ban abortions 20 weeks into a pregnancy or later on the grounds that unborn children are capable of feeling pain at that point. And the push for legislation, by the way, coinciding with the successful, thanks be to God, conclusion of a fundraiser to make a movie about the Gosnell trial. Filmmakers who joined us on the air last week raising upward of more than $2 million from more than 26,000 donors through the crowdfunding site Indiegogo to create a made-for-TV movie about the notorious abortionist. American military personnel are now flying manned surveillance missions over Nigeria in hopes of finding more than 200 missing schoolgirls. The girls kidnapped almost a month ago by the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. A new video released this week showing about 130 of the girls and the group's leader saying they would only be freed in exchange for the release of jailed militant fighters. It will probably be at least a few weeks before a federal appeals court in Richmond makes its decision after hearing arguments yesterday involving the state's ban on so-called same-sex marriage.
A panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit will review U.S. District Judge Orenda Wright Allen's ruling that the ban is unconstitutional. Two Virginia men want to be legally married, while two women who are wed legally in California want their marriage recognized in Virginia. Yesterday, one judge described his court's consideration of the ban as a way station on the path to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Tom Roberts.
Well, work is underway now on the west side of Ann Arbor to repair houses hit hard by the latest round of strong storms, the storms that moved in yesterday. Dexter Avenue taking a direct hit in Ann Arbor with wind gusts estimated at about 65 miles an hour, actually bringing down several large trees and branches. Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Vogel says there are varying problems for about a dozen structures.
We believe that we have four houses receiving heavy damage and probably another 6 to 10 with minor to medium damage.
The loss is described as isolated, the forecast calling for the possibility of strong storms this afternoon and the likelihood of heavy rain tomorrow morning. Well, firefighters over in San Diego hoping to get a handle today on a wildfire that, as Mike Watts explains, has sent thousands fleeing from their homes.
San Diego firefighters cautiously optimistic they can continue to tame the so-called Bernardo fire. Fire Rescue Chief Javier Maynor says the winds remain a concern.
We don't have containment on the fire. We do expect some winds to kick up very early this morning, in the coming morning. So we're worried that some of those embers might be carried across the lines and reignite somewhere.
Roughly 5,000 homes were evacuated Tuesday when the wildfire broke out near the communities of Rancho Santa Fe and Rancho Penasquitos. Those evacuations were lifted later in the evening. The fire has burned 800 acres so far, but has managed to cause no injuries or structural damage. Mike Watts, San Diego.
Hundreds of miners trapped more than a mile underground due to an explosion and fire at a coal mine in western Turkey. More than 200 miners are confirmed dead in that disaster so far. Turkey's energy minister saying most of the miners who lost their lives died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Rescue personnel are working to pump oxygen into the mine. It's expected the explosion may be due to an electrical problem. The resulting power outage knocked out the elevators that miners would use to get out. Well, the White House keeps pushing on immigration reform. Terry Moore has that story.
The White House is warning that time is running short for immigration reform. Presidential spokesman Jay Carney chided fence sitters in the U.S. House.
The merits of moving forward on comprehensive immigration reform are strong enough to compel lawmakers to get off the fence and get it done.
Carney challenged House Republican leaders to allow a vote on immigration reform.
It is urgent and it is necessary.
In a meeting with law enforcement officials, President Obama said a window of opportunity is closing as lawmakers devote more attention to November's midterm elections. The Senate approved a sweeping bipartisan measure last year, but the bill has gone nowhere in the Republican-led House. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
Thousands of law enforcement officers and supporters are gathering in D.C. to celebrate National Police Week. They'll be paying tribute to 286 officers whose names will be added to the walls of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. The names, including 100 officers who died in the line of duty last year, along with 186 fallen officers from previous years. Texas, leading the nation in law enforcement officers' deaths last year with 12, 10 officers dying in the line of duty in California in 2013. National Police Week runs through this Saturday. South African track star Oscar Pistorius will undergo a psychiatric evaluation before his murder trial proceeds any further, the judge ordering the evaluation today.
But this is not about anyone's convenience, but rather about whether justice has been served.
She based her decision on the testimony of a defense psychiatrist who evaluated the suspect. The ruling puts a trial on hold for at least 4 weeks. The Olympic and Paralympic sprinter is accused of murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, before dawn on Valentine's Day of 2013. The double amputee insists he shot her through a closed door because he believed an intruder had broken into his home. Prosecutors accuse him of shooting her after the couple had argued. And the whereabouts of radio legend Casey Kasem remain a mystery. Ken Baker with E! News says even a judge was surprised to learn this week that no one knows where the native Detroiter is.
And the attorney for Casey Kasem's wife said he didn't even know where Casey Kasem was, and that really set off the judge.
That judge went on to rule that Kasem's adult daughter will be temporarily in charge of her father's affairs. The judge says he's concerned about the health of the 82-year-old and wants him located. A June 20th hearing expected to determine who will permanently manage Kasem's affairs. It is 8:16. It's a Wednesday morning on the Ave Maria Radio Network, May 14th, 2014. It's a lot chillier than it was yesterday. Yesterday it was downright warm. I think we hit 81, 82 degrees. And today it's going to be chilly and cold and rainy. Now, in some parts of the state, you will get some sun. But again, the temperatures are going to be much, much different than they have been for the past few days. Only highs in the low 60s, if we're lucky enough. And in most areas, close to 50, maybe 52 degrees. So you need an umbrella. And you need a jacket. And, of course, need to stay tuned right here to Ave Maria Radio. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, after our 2 cents segment about the Pope's latest catechesis on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, today at the audience talking about fortitude, we're going to talk with Steve Ray. Steve Ray is overseas right now conducting yet another pilgrimage, but he'll be back in town for a wonderful presentation he's going to be giving on some very particular Bible software, so some new online tools to help you learn and embrace Scripture much better, and, of course, from a truly Catholic perspective. And then in the National Hour, we'll go to Rome and chat with Joan Lewis, who's packing once again. She's getting ready to go over to the Holy Land to follow in the Holy Father's footsteps or his historic visit to Jordan, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem. That's taking place, actually, May 24th through the 26th. And the Holy Father is staying where we stayed, where the pilgrims always stay when we travel with Steve Ray and Corporate Travel, the beautiful Notre Dame Center. So while I was there last week, I actually did an in-depth interview with Father Kelly, who runs the Notre Dame of Jerusalem Center. And we'll be sharing that report with you next week, actually during those dates of the Holy Father's visit. Up next on Catholic Connection, we are going to be talking about fortitude. And yes, you can be a hero by just making a difference in the family every single day. We'll be right back.
What makes Advanced Dentistry Center unique? While all dentists preach comfort, Dr. Mahdi uses laser technology with many of his patients. The laser's precise work allows for faster healing on periodontal pockets and root canals while diminishing the risk for bacteria to linger, giving you and your family the results you want. Here's Dr. Mahdi.
Using laser for treating gum disease will reduce your chance of needing further treatment, like advanced gum surgeries, and also will increase your chance of saving your teeth for the rest of your life.
And Advanced Dentistry Center is one of the few places in the state that has it. Laser can also fix most cavities without a local anesthetic or shot. Learn about their services and get testimonials at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. That's AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. Advanced Dentistry Center is a general practice who provides the most up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best. Why are bishops requesting the Shroud of Turin exhibit for their diocese? Why do believers and non-believers alike explore the Shroud from different perspectives, including religion, history, art, archaeology, forensics, and science? Come and experience for yourself this exhibition that touches the soul, awakens the heart, and challenges the intellect. Visit the first U.S. stop of this stunning audio-guided experience at St. John's Church on Rochester Road in Royal Oak. Details at ShroudExpo.com. That's ShroudExpo.com or 248-556-5011.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Auto owner's insurance, the no problem people.
Call TFC and Associates in Farmington Hills at 248-848-1900.
This is Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life. On Easter morning, the women who came to the tomb were asked, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised." Jesus Christ broke the power of death and overturned its kingdom, which is why we can confidently work against evils like abortion and euthanasia. How easy it is for people to seek the living one among the dead. Despair causes them to look to death as a solution. People are made to think that freedom consists in the ability to choose death, either for themselves or for their children. But this freedom and these solutions are only in Jesus Christ. We are not to seek the living one among the dead. He is not there. He has been raised, he lives forevermore, and he gives us the power to choose life. This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
The connection. We all need a hero. And you know what? You are a hero according to our Holy Father and according to the Lord himself. If you're doing what you can to make a difference in the lives of those who are closest to you and by witnessing in your own way the faith. And that means by living your faith, by living up to your responsibilities, by being true to yourself, true to your family, true to your commitments, honoring your marriage. Those are the everyday saints. Holy Father talked about this in great detail in his audience today. He's been catechizing on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You can find this, by the way, at news.va and give yourself a little shot in the arm for being a hero of the faith by just going out there and continuing to live your faith regardless of the attacks and regardless of the challenges. Let us thank the Lord for these Christians who are the hidden saints among us. That's what Pope Francis said today. Ordinary, everyday people who carry on their lives and faith, who fight for their families and educate their children despite the difficulties that life can sometimes present them with. These are people, the Holy Father said, who open their hearts to the Holy Spirit, who fills them with the gift of fortitude, the strength to carry on. Now, in continuing his series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit today, the Pope spoke of the gift again of fortitude in times of trial. And as we mentioned at the top of the hour, tens of thousands of pilgrims and visitors lined up beginning at dawn outside St. Peter's Square to attend the audience, despite a strong and chilly wind. And the Pope himself spent over an hour and a half touring among them in his open-top Jeep, blessing children and greeting the elderly and embracing the sick. Now, here is a summary of the transcript and the translation of the Holy Father's catechesis today. It's really, really good. And if you are in need of a shot in the arm, and we all need it, if you get frustrated sometimes, what you see in the world, what your family is facing, what marriage is facing, and maybe just what you're facing in your everyday walk with the Lord, go online, go to news.va, and you'll see the headline. It's very easy to find. I know I'm always talking about this, but get into the habit of doing this, and you'll find it, I think, very not only educational, but encouraging. Always as a summary of the audience. And the headline is, Audience, the Gift of Fortitude. So the Holy Father is making several points here and talking about the hidden saints. And he's talking about you. Dear brothers and sisters, in recent catechesis, we examined the first three gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, understanding, and counsel. And by the way, Sister Ann Shield is going to be talking about the Holy Spirit and truly understanding him and embracing him more fully in your life at the Catholic Women's Apostolate Heart to Heart tomorrow night right here at Domino's Farms. The Pope says, today we think about what the Lord does. He always comes to support us in our weakness with a special gift, the gift of fortitude. Pope Francis said there's a parable told by Jesus which helps us to grasp the importance of this gift. A sower goes out to sow. Not all the seed he sows, however, bears fruit. What ends up on the street is eaten by birds. What falls on stony ground or among thorns sprouting, but is soon dried by the sun or choked by the thorns. Only what ends up on the good soil can grow and bear fruit. Referring to Mark chapter 4, verses 3 to 9, Matthew 13, verses 3 to 9, and Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 8. The Pope said, as Jesus himself said to the disciples, the Father is the sower who sows the seed of his word abundantly. The seed, however, often clashes with the aridness of our hearts, and even when welcomed, is likely to remain sterile instead. But the gift of fortitude, though, the Holy Spirit frees the soil of our heart from uncertainties and all the fears that can stop it, so that the Word of God can be put into practice in an authentic and joyful way. The Holy Father went on to say, this is a real help, the gift of fortitude. It gives us strength and frees us from many obstacles. There are difficult moments, he explains, and extreme situations in which this gift of fortitude is manifested in an extraordinary way. This is a case of those who are facing especially harsh and painful experiences that disrupt their lives and the lives of their loved ones. The Church shines with the testimony of so many brothers and sisters who have not hesitated to give their lives in order to remain faithful to the Lord and His gospel. Even today, the Pope said, there are numerous Christians in many parts of the world who continue to celebrate and witness to their faith with deep conviction and sincerity, and resist even when they know this can result in them paying a very high price. All of us, he says, know people who have experienced difficult situations, so much pain. Let us think of those men and women who have a difficult life, who fight for the survival of their family and to educate their children. They do this because the spirit of fortitude helps them. How many men and women, whose names we do not know, honor our people, honor our church, the Pope says, because they are simply strong in carrying forward with their lives, their work, their family, their faith. And here's what he says about them, and I know that's many of you out there. He says, these, our brothers and sisters, are saints, everyday saints, hidden saints among us. They have the gift of fortitude in carrying on in their duty as people, mother, father, brother, sister, citizen. We have so many. Let us thank the Lord for these Christians who are the hidden saints or heroes among us. But it is the Spirit within that carries them forward. And it would do us good, the Pope says, to think of these people. If they try to do this, if they can do this, then why not me? Why not we, asking the Lord to give us the gift of fortitude? He says, with this, we must not think that the gift of fortitude is only necessary on some occasions or in certain situations. He said, the gift must be the base note of our being Christian in our ordinary, everyday lives. We must have fortitude, according to the Pope, in our everyday lives as Christians. We need it to carry on in our families, in our faith. Paul the Apostle said, it will do us good to hear this. And he's quoting that beautiful verse in Philippians 4:13. I have the strength for everything through him who empowers me. In everyday life, Pope Francis said, in difficult times, it would do us good to say this. I have the strength for everything through Jesus who empowers me. The Lord always gives us strength. The Lord never gives us more than we can handle. I have the strength for everything through him who empowers me. Now, he didn't mention this, but I always think when I hear something like this in this type of teaching about a funny statement from Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She said, I know the Lord doesn't give us more than we can handle, but sometimes I wish he didn't trust me so much. I think we can all relate to that, and I think the Pope can relate to it too. He says, dear friends, sometimes we may be tempted to allow ourselves to be overtaken by laziness or despondency, especially when faced with the hardships and trials of life. In these cases, do not lose heart, but invoke the Holy Spirit so that with the gift of fortitude, he can lift our hearts and communicate new vigor and enthusiasm to our lives and our following Jesus. Your everyday saints, your heroes in the faith, just by going out there, living your faith, not giving up, doing whatever you can to face the daily trials and difficulties of life, to raise your family, educate your kids, honor your marriage, be there for each other. This is what real Christian faith is made of. Long-term commitment, long-term fighting for the faith, dealing with those struggles, never giving up. And a long-term idea that this kind of a thing is really what real heroes are made of. Go out there and get some of that gift of fortitude. We'll be right back.
The Ugly Duckling. We all know the classic story, but have you ever seen it put to music live on stage? Explorers Homeschool Drama Troupe will perform the musical Honk at the Lydia Mendelson Theater on U of M's campus in Ann Arbor on May 30th at 7 p.m. and May 31st at 2 p.m. and then again at 7 p.m. Tickets are reasonably priced with a $35 family ticket available for families of all sizes. Contact the Michigan Union Ticket Office online at muto.umich.edu or 734-763-8587. Family tickets only available by phone or in person. You'll delight in the adorable ducklings and barnyard animals. Cry for poor ugly. Be thrilled at his transformation, and then you'll be singing the catchy songs on your way home. Bring the whole family for a musical you won't soon forget. Once again, to purchase tickets, contact the Michigan Union Ticket Office online at muto.umich.edu or 734-763-8587. See you there.
The following is a message brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan.
At times, our faith is challenged by the people around us, be it at work, at school, and even in our homes, and it can feel lonely to stand up and defend our faith. But Scripture shows we are not alone. Noah listened to and followed God's will in a society that had abandoned God. He stood up to the peer pressure of culture and was ultimately saved. Job remained faithful in the midst of tremendous personal loss and challenges from friends. His faithfulness was rewarded. Stephen was persecuted to death, yet he remained strong in faith, and as he was dying at the hands of his fellow Jews, he saw Jesus in heaven. When you feel alone in your faith, remember Noah, Job, Stephen, and other witnesses to the faith. Let us pray that we, too, may keep our faith steady and strong, regardless of the circumstances. This message is brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan.
This Friday, May 16th, and every third Friday, please come pray the Rosary with Padre Pio's prayer group before the exposed Blessed Sacrament in the St. Albert the Great Catholic Church at 4855 Parker Street in Dearborn Heights. Confession is at 6:30 p.m., Mass following at 7. And following this Friday and each third Friday Mass is the veneration of St. Pio's first-class relic at St. Albert.
You're listening to Ave Maria Radio.
Ave Maria Radio.
Myler & Zipka Certified Public Accountants is proud to support Ave Maria Radio programming. Myler & Zipka offer great services to WDEO listeners in Metro Detroit for all of your accounting and tax needs. Call Ken Zipka and let him know you appreciate him helping to keep Catholic Radio alive in this area. Ken can be reached at 734-930-5500. That's 734-930-5500. Or on the web at mspccpa.com.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus encounters a rich young man who seems very serious about following him. But when the wealthy young man is confronted with the need for total detachment from his possessions, he is saddened. He cannot go through with it. Discipleship is not comfortable. It is costly. Following the Lord Jesus Christ is both the easiest and the hardest thing we will ever do. Easy, because we were created for friendship with him. Hard, because we need to deny our own ways and opinions and live a countercultural witness to the kingdom. Through our free will, we choose to follow him. Through his church, we are equipped. And by his grace, he will see us home with him.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Can only mean one thing. We're going back to the Holy Land to talk with my friend Steve Ray, who is still there touring the Holy Land and the footprints of our Lord with another group of pilgrims. Just got home from Israel last week. We had a great group with us last week, and boy, the weather was really strange. It was extremely hot for this time of year. Normally it's very comfortable in the 70s, maybe a low 80s, and Steve said it's back to normal. But how are you holding up, Steve? Good morning.
I'm doing good. I'm holding up nice because the weather is cool.
And how many pilgrims do you have, and where are they from?
We have 60 with us right now, two buses, and they're from all over. A lot of them are from North Dakota because it was a parish in North Dakota that got this trip started. So we got lots from North Dakota, but the country.
Okay, so can they say hi to all of our listeners here?
Yep, I will have them. They're all ready to say hello to Teresa Tomeo and all the listeners on Ave Radio. You ready for them?
Yep.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Say hello to Teresa.
That's so
there
cute.
You
I
go.
Love that.
And that's just one bus of them. That's not the whole two buses.
Oh, all right. Well, that's great. Well, listen, safe travels. Now, you're coming home for this event that you're having at the end of the month, which is pretty exciting, and it's going to offer folks some really neat ways to learn more about the Bible. And this is online, but this is something you've been really involved in, just one of the other many things that you're doing. Tell us about it.
It is. Let me give you a little history of it. What I'm going to be talking about is the Verbum Catholic software. It's started by a company called Logos. Logos is the company that started it, and they have produced a product called Verbum. And the nice thing about this is it gives Catholics the ability to have everything they want on Catholic studies, Bible studies, apologetics, Greek and Hebrew, everything in a beautiful software package. And I started using this package 20 years ago. I was one of the first buyers that ever had it. And it was Protestant, but it was still excellent. It had excellent dictionaries and Greek and Hebrew. And you don't need Greek or Hebrew, Teresa, to do this. You just hover the cursor over it, and it'll tell you what the Greek or Hebrew is and define it for you. So you can see the language behind the English when you're reading the Bible. But all of my books have been written using Logos. All of my movies have been made using Logos. I don't hardly use books anymore because I've got them all now on my Verbum program. And even while I'm talking to you on the iPhone here from Jerusalem, I have on my iPhone thousands of books that I can access instantly and do searches with. So what I did is I went to the Logos and I said, look, there's a lot of Catholics out there that want to study the Bible now and want this kind of technology. So they developed, Logos Bible Software developed a department called Verbum, V-E-R-B-U-M. And Verbum has, in 3 years, produced the most unbelievably powerful search engine and package for you with atlases and maps, family trees of everybody in the Bible. You can go to them and they'll give you the family tree. It has all the Hebrew and Greek languages that you don't have to know it. You can still access it. It has all the Catholic translations of the Bible. It has the lectionary, the catechism, the fathers of the church. It has the encyclicals of John Paul II and Benedict and all the way back to the 1700s. It has the fathers of the church. It is the most powerful, incredible program. What we're going to do is on May 31st, we are going to present this to the people in our area, which is why we're on the local station here today, because we want people to come from all over Ann Arbor and Toledo and Livonia and everywhere else to come and see what this program can do. We're going to do it at St. Francis Catholic Church, and I'm going to give a talk. It's called The Foundations of Our Faith, Scripture, Tradition, and Magisterium. And while I'm giving the talk, we're going to be demonstrating up on the screen with Verbum how you get this information. If you want to study it and learn to do these things and to understand these things, how do you go about doing it? We're going to demonstrate it on a screen using the computer. And then in the afternoon, we're going to sell the program. Logos is coming in to sell it. And we're going to do demonstrations in a training class.
Let's say, you know, you're an average person and you're trying to live out your faith. And we just talked about this in my 2 cents segment, Pope Francis calling people who are doing their best to live out their faith in their everyday lives heroes and you know, really expressing the gift of fortitude. What if people are saying, gosh, you know, I'm not a Steve Ray. I'm not a Scott Hahn. I don't really need this. I just need to read my scripture every day and I'll be fine. What would be your response to that? Why should, let's say, the average Catholic get this or even think about attending your talk?
Well, if someone doesn't want to know their faith deeper and they're not interested in knowing the Bible better and they just want to read the Bible a little couple chapters a day as a devotional prayer, that's fine. That's a good thing to do. But for those who want to understand their faith deeper, who want to learn the Bible, who would like to know how to defend the faith, then this program is excellent for you and it enables you to do it on the fly. Because if you install it on your computer at home or your laptop, all you do is you go on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android, and you go on the website and you put in your code, and it all downloads into your smartphones, and it all synchronizes. So when I make a change in one, it changes in. So it's all a synchronized, beautiful program that works across all the platforms. Now, if somebody challenges you, you're sitting next to somebody on an airplane and say, why do you believe in the Immaculate Conception? You go to a little window there on this program, and you type in Immaculate Conception, and you hit go, and in a matter of 5 seconds, it's like putting 6 research assistants to work for you. In 5 seconds, you will have all the places where the Bible alludes to or there's passages related to the Immaculate Conception. It'll open up catechism to passages that relate to the Immaculate Conception. Books on apologetics and how to define it and explain it. What do the fathers of the church say about it? All of that is at your fingertips in 5 seconds. So if somebody wants to learn more about the atonement or the Eucharist or any of these other topics, 5 seconds, and it's like having 6-7 research assistants spend 3 days bringing information to you. Also, if you just want to read the Bible, it's excellent. You can read the Bible. You can read the Catholic translation. It has several of them in their Catholic translation. And as you read them, you can touch the word with your cursor on your screen, and it'll tell you what the Greek or the Hebrew word is behind it and define it for you. So you don't have to be a Greek scholar, and you still have access to the Greek and the Hebrew of the original languages. If you want to look, you come across the word Hebron. Oh, Abraham is from Hebron. I wonder where that is. Click on Hebron, and a map pops up, and you see the whole map of the Holy Land, and there's Hebron. And click on Hebron, it'll bring up pictures of what it looks like in Hebron, and you can keep drilling deeper and deeper. So it is the most wonderful, it's for simple people who just want to read the Bible and be able to look at pictures of those places, or for the scholar who wants to really dig deep and learn their faith and really learn how to understand it and explain it. So Verbum is for everybody.
I would also think, too, that it's for anyone. Let's say if you're in Catholic Scripture Study, I know you're involved in that as well. If you're taking a Bible study class, or maybe if you're in RCIA or even teaching RCIA as a volunteer, this would be really helpful.
Yep. It is very helpful because as you're studying any Bible study, this gives you tremendous resources. And when you go to the Bible study, you can take your iPad with you, and guess what? You just took a whole library of books to the Bible study with you, and you can share it with other people and show them all the maps and everything as well. It's a powerful, powerful tool. Now, of course, everybody asks, well, how much does it cost? Well, I would say it this way. How much does a library cost? If you have one shelf in your living room and you want to put 9 books on it, it's going to be much less expensive than if you build shelves to hold 2,000 books. When you buy Verbum, what you're buying is a library that has a powerful search engine. So you can say to yourself, I want to buy these 9 books. This is a simple basic package. Or I want to buy the Bible study package. Or I'm going to buy the Catholic theology package. Or I'm going to go for the gold. There's one called Capstone, which has a whole bunch. So you can spend anywhere from $45 all the way up to thousands of dollars, depending on the books you want to include in the library.
So it depends on where you're at and how much money you want to spend, but what you think you can handle in terms of time and involvement and all that kind of stuff.
Right. I'm going to give a website where people can go, and they can see and compare the different levels, the different libraries. Go to www.verbum, V-E-R-B-U-M, Verbum, or logos, either one will do it, .com/Steve Ray. So just go to www.verbumorlogos.com and type in Steve Ray, and it'll bring up a whole page, and you can compare the different programs. And when you decide to buy it, you go to the promo code, put in Steve, and they get a 15% discount.
In terms of your own knowledge, I mean, you know Scripture inside and out better than most of us. How has this helped you?
Teresa, there's a joke. Once Steve Ray became Catholic, he never opened his Bible again. You know, it's kind of the traditional things. Catholics don't read the Bible, right?
Right, right.
Ever since Steve Ray became a Catholic, he never opened his Bible again. True. Because why would I carry a book around that weighs 2 or 3 pounds that I can't do searches in, and I can carry it around to read it, but that's about all I can do. But I can carry an iPad or a laptop or an iPhone that has thousands of books, and it weighs less than a few ounces, and I can do searches instantly. So I really don't open the book anymore. I have a library at home. I gave away 8,000 of my books because I don't need them anymore. I have them on this computer, laptop, and on my iPhone. Instantly accessible, searchable, databases, unbelievable. So this is what it's done for me. It has given me the ability to have information and research at my fingertips without even blinking an eye. It's like carrying, for me, 3,000 books around, and I can sit on the airplane with my little laptop or iPhone, and I can work on this like I have thousands of books in a research library.
Who is this for? You said the average person, but also I would think, I mentioned RCIA, I also would think people like my husband, deacons, priests, that kind of thing, too.
Yeah. It's for Grandma and little Susie Q, and it's for the scholar. Because Grandma can read it and click on words and see pictures pop up from Hepburn. What does it look like? What did it look like 100 years ago? She can click on there, and she can find out what words mean. There's even an English dictionary. If you come across in the Bible, propitiatory, what the heck does that mean? Double-click on it, and an English dictionary pops up, and there's a definition of propitiatory. It's for little Susie Q and Grandma because it's a powerful tool. And it's for deacons because they have to get homilies. This is the best and the quickest way. There are even homily starting packages that you can buy, packages that help you, coach you through how to start a homily and how to write a homily. I'll give you an indication for anybody, deacon or Susie Q. You go to the lectionary for today. You just click on a lectionary and it pops and opens up for today with the saint of the day, the saints of the day, meditation, the whole thing. So you go to the readings for the day. You click on John chapter 2, say whatever it is. All of a sudden, that Bible is going to open up another window with the Catholic Bible. You start reading the Catholic Bible, and you can set up the screen so that as you scroll through those verses in the Bible, another column is going where you can see that all the places where the catechism refers to that verse. So this other column is opening all the passages of the catechism as you scroll through so you can see what the catechism says about the reading of the Mass. And it could set up another column if you want to where you see the fathers of the church where they refer to that verse as you go along. This is powerful stuff. I think if Aquinas and Augustine knew what this was, they just would never believe it.
All right, let's take a quick break. It is 8:48, chatting with Steve Ray, and he is joining us on his iPhone from Israel. Where are you right now with the pilgrims? Where are you going to?
Right now we just got done going to one of your favorite churches, Peter and Gallicanter.
Ah, I love that church.
And we had Mass at Gethsemane today, right, where Jesus sweat drops of blood. And right now we just got back to the hotel. Janet and I are sitting out here on the patio at the Notre Dame Center, and it's a beautiful day, and we have 60 excited pilgrims here. that are, we haven't had one complaint, but we've had 1,000 compliments. So we're doing something right, Teresa, as you know, when you come with us. But that's where we are. We're sitting here in Jerusalem right now on the iPhone talking to you about Logos Bible Software.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break and then come back. And again, the session that Steve is giving is on May 31st and is at St. Francis in Ann Arbor. What time is it, Steve?
It's going to be all afternoon. We're going to start in the afternoon. I'm going to give a talk at 1 o'clock, and that's a free talk, and it's going to be about the foundations of the faith. And I'll be giving that talk for about an hour, and we'll be using logos on a screen to show how it works. And then there'll be a short break, and then there'll be a charge, a $30 charge for a training class for people who have logos. But if you come and buy something, that $30 is applied to the purchase. So what I'm hoping will happen, Teresa, is people will come and see how powerful it is, and then they will buy copies from logos. And they will be able to purchase it there, all the different levels, and then they'll be able to stay and learn how to use it in the afternoon.
I just like to come and hear your talk. I'm interested. Obviously, I think the Bible, the tool, the software is fantastic. But I love your speeches. Your presentations are fabulous. My favorite talk is the salmon swimming upstream one. I think you know that by now. But 877-573-7825. Chatting with Steve Ray, sitting on the beautiful patio of the Notre Dame Center of Jerusalem. He's with some pilgrims from across the country, many of whom are from North Dakota, of course, probably listening to us on Real Presence Radio. If you have a question about Bible study, Bible software, learning more about your faith, well, we've got Steve Ray here to answer some questions in the last 6 minutes of the interview. But he will be back home, thanks be to God, on May 31st and teaching a class and also speaking at St. Francis Parish in Ann Arbor. Starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There'll be a free talk first, and then there'll be a separate session on the Bible program, the software that he's talking about. 877-573-7825. Again, 877-573-7825. Wrapping up with our friend Steve Ray when we come back. He is live in Jerusalem, and we're live in Ann Arbor. Stay tuned.
Attention shoppers, join us on May 21st for the re-grand opening of the St. Vincent de Paul Westland store on 6613 North Wayne Road between Ford and Warren from 9 to 8 p.m. Enjoy special discounts, food, family fun, and more. Donate furniture, household goods, or clothing and receive an additional discount on your purchases. That's May 21st, the re-grand opening of the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in Westland on Wayne Road between Ford and Warren. Visit svdpdetroit.org for more information.
Heart to Heart, a Catholic Women's Apostolate, meets this Wednesday at Domino's Farms in Ann Arbor. Food for the Journey host Sister Ann Shields leads us into a deeper understanding of who is the Holy Spirit and what part does he play in our daily life. This free event is this Wednesday, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Lobby H. Mass precedes Sister Ann's talk at 6:30 in the chapel at Lobby C. And more information is at hearttoheartcwa.com.
It's one of the Ten Commandments, honor thy father and mother. But what does that really mean? Some theologians say that the fifth commandment links the first four commandments with the remaining five. Commandments 1 through 4 teach us how to love and respect God. Commandments 5 through 10 show us how to love and respect each other. Proper respect towards our fellow man begins at home. Honoring our parents includes how we communicate with them, the tone we use, the words we choose, as well as our body language. And we can honor our parents in many ways. Communicate your gratitude to them by writing a thank you letter for all they have given you. Make time to spend time with mom and dad. Go to church with them. Pray together weekly. Go for a walk. That includes some good exercise. And just be present. Let your parents know that you're always a phone call away. Always there to be there when they need you. This has been a Christ Center communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communication evangelist.
Spanning the globe and the internet to bring us our faith. It's our very own Jerusalem Jones, Steve Ray, who actually is live in Jerusalem right now, sitting on the patio of this stunning Notre Dame of Jerusalem Center. right across from the Christian Quarter. We stayed there with our pilgrims last week. It's a stunning place. I love staying at the Notre Dame Center. It's just beautiful. And it's a beautiful day in Jerusalem. A little bit rainy and cool here, but we're happy to have Steve Ray on with us. He's coming home, and then he'll be going back again to do some filming. But he is coming home to do a special presentation at St. Francis Parish in Ann Arbor, and this is the afternoon of May 31st. Now, Steve, you said during the break that Jesse, your son, has done a great job of putting up a special website regarding this particular effort that you're launching.
Right. Jesse worked with Logos Bible Software to put up a website. It's called newwaytostudy.com, and it gives you information, and you can register for the talk and this event, and gives you information also about the Verbum package. Logos is the company that makes them. Verbum is the Catholic portion of it. So newwaytostudy.com. And go on there and get registered for that day. And we're going to be, I'm going to be giving a talk on the foundations of our faith. We're going to be showing how to use logos in the process of discovering these things. So I start out talking about the chair of Peter and the chair of Moses and the tradition and all. And we'll be using Verbum to show you how we do the research on the computer to come up with this information so that other people can see it too. And then we'll be doing a small break, and then there's a $30 charge for the rest of the afternoon for a training class for people who have Verbum and want to learn how to use it better. But if they buy any new products, that $30 will go towards the cost of the product. So it, so newwaytostudy.com, and it's at St. Francis Catholic Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. May 31st.
And this is exciting stuff. And if you think about it, Steve, I've been in Catholic radio now for just over 12 years, and you've been in the church, what, for almost 20 now, right?
Is it 20 years, yep.
Yeah, 20 years. You think about the way technology has progressed, and there's a lot of bad things, obviously, about the media and problems and too much violent content, and people are, you know, overly attached to, you know, their Crackberries and their iPhones. But at the same time, there's so much good that can be done with this technology. Look at the way technology enables us to do what we do. The fact that I could do my show live from Rome, and then I go to Jerusalem, I plug in my little piece of equipment into the Internet, and I'm live, you know, in my hotel room from the old city of Jerusalem. It's crazy good that we have these things at our disposal, as long as we're using them wisely and well.
Right, and this is right in that vein of what you're saying, Teresa. This gives us technology. It gives us the power of God's Word, the Catholic Bible, the Catechism, the Fathers of the Church. It gives us the lectionary, the mind of the Church, so to speak. Scripture and tradition and magisterium are all there because all the magisterial documents that are at our fingertips. And this is the amazing thing. Just the other day, the Bishop of Jerusalem asked me where a verse was. We had a group over there, and he asked me where the Bible said something. And in 30 seconds, I pulled up
my iPhone
and I had it for him.
Great stuff.
I read it to him right there.
We're out of time, but let me just wrap up by saying May 31st, check out all the information at newwaytostudy.com. Thanks, Steve. Be safe in Jerusalem. We'll see you soon. We'll be back.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. Pope John the 23rd called for a new Pentecost in our day. Just as the first Pentecost was the foundation for the first missionary impetus of the Church, so the new Pentecost is the foundation for the new evangelization, the renewed missionary effort of the body of Christ. In fact, the new evangelization cannot happen without a new Pentecost. But to live a new Pentecost is to play with fire, because evangelization is about true salvation. It is not about the easy and cultural acceptable path of enrichment. Our God is a holy and awesome God who requires our holiness and trust. Only through life in the Holy Spirit can we model the kingdom and be true missionaries.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
This Friday, May 16th, and every third Friday, please come pray the Rosary with Padre Pio's prayer group before the exposed Blessed Sacrament in the St. Albert the Great Catholic Church at 4855 Parker Street in Dearborn Heights. Confession is at 6:30 p.m., Mass following at 7. And following this Friday and each third Friday Mass is the veneration of St. Pio's first-class relic at St. Albert.
You're listening to Ave Maria Radio.
Ave Maria Radio.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national